Yo, what's up? This is The Voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you this cold-ass motherfucker didn't just create the angry man standard? He is the standard. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, here spitting that hip-hop flavor, it's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah, yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams. Time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
All right, we here with the one and only Angry Man. What's up, man?
What's going on, Steve? What's good with you?
Living in your world. Shout out to all the angry, the Beano. Wait, it's the Beano. Beano. Yeah, Beano Nation. Beano Nation. Shout out to my man, Mindset Dog, and the Beano Nation. If y'all want to call, you have the number up there, 563-999-3056 at the bottom as well. If you have a question, put a Q in there. But Angry Man, hey, man, it's always a pleasure rolling with my motherfucking dog, man. Hey, if y'all notice Angry Man change up that background, out of Beano Nation, ain't Beano no more. Look at that shit in the background, man.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. That shit is popping, man. I love that shit. So, Angry Man, all right, I want to show you a video clip because what we're talking about is very important to me and to men and stuff, but I want you to see this and get your thoughts on this. Check this out.
The game all day?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Now,
what are you doing? What's wrong with you? What are you doing to the TV?
Like, you need to pay more attention to me.
The TV? What's wrong with you?
Play off the game,
bro.
Now, Angry Man. A lot of people laugh at this. A lot of people be like, that's not me. But this is kind of the theme of what we're talking about, because when you're not standing on what you are as a man, this is going to be your lifestyle. And we're going to get into Ricky Williams in a second, but I want to get your thoughts on this, Angry Man. What is the problem? I know what Angry Man would do, but let's hear what we do. What's your thought, Angry Man? I know you. Angry Man, it looks like you squeezed your head because blood's dripping.
Yeah. I gotta my thing with that is I don't like the way they change things around, because if he was to do that to her, it would be considered abuse.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So she gets to get up there with a hammer and bust this. And look, here's the thing. This is what annoys me about this. Everybody can't get a nice-ass TV, man. Like, everybody can't get, like, okay, so nowadays, you know, it's a little bit different. When the first flat-screen TV came out, the thing was like $5,000.
Yes.
Something crazy, something ridiculous.
Yes.
And now, you know, people are lucky because they come out with these little Chinese TVs, you know, these TVs made in China or whatever. So you can get, like, a 32-inch for $100-and-some.
Yes.
You can get, but the higher up you go, you start getting into that real money.
Yes.
So, like, if you want, like, a freaking 86-inch TV that has, like, this, like, super thin, you coming up off some racks.
Yes, yes.
So, and look, we all know what it is when it comes to guys. There's a few things that guys have you don't touch.
Ooh, ooh.
You don't touch a man's car. You don't mess with a man's dog.
Yes.
You don't mess with his TV. Like, what? Like, yo, just the fact, look, just the fact that he even has a woman that is comfortable with doing that.
Mm.
Means that he did something horribly wrong.
Yes, yes.
Horribly wrong. Yes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she was supposed to be, look, even if the thought crossed her mind of doing that to his TV, she was supposed to, you know, have to reconsider in her mind, like, this might push him over the edge. He might, there's no telling what he might do if I hit this TV.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, it's supposed to be like that. But see, this is what we're dealing with nowadays, where men are not the kings of their castles.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Angry Man, it is, sad thing is, this didn't, which what people are seeing, this is not the first time. This didn't happen once they started living together. This happened before he walked out his door. He would, this is what women saw him as, because he, you could tell he didn't stand anything. You could tell, like, well, wait, what's going on? Why would you hit my TV? Why would you do? Man, Angry Man, it's this simple. She could take the hammer and she can go ahead and hit that TV. But I'm sure she's going to have all her bags, right? I mean, behind the, like, y'all see the video, but behind that video, which y'all don't see, is all her bags packed and shit. Because as soon as she do that shit, she can go ahead and put the hammer down, grab her bag, and get the fuck out. See, I'm sitting here, I don't play that shit. See, but here's the thing, Angry Man. It wouldn't even get to that point of her living with me to even think that she can grab a hammer. If she's going to grab a hammer, she's going to grab a hammer because maybe there's a photo of me that needs to be hung up on the wall or something serious. That if she wants to do it, she can go ahead and hammer that motherfucker in and place that wall on there like that. She is not destroying my property, because destroying my property is destroying me. Like you said, my dog is me. My games are me. My TV is me. My car is me. And I love those things more than I even love you. So you cannot, I'm serious, you cannot do that. You can, there's no way, Angry Man, that, and again, I want to get throw to you. This is, but see, this is where a lot of young men are going down right now. This is the road right now. Because there's no standard as a man. And, you know, one thing I told you that I say to everybody, you know, you're the one that talks about how men build. That's your theme. That's what you talk about. So how does one – anyway, before that, because everybody was, denying things. Look, as a Williams, before we get to Ricky Williams, he don't represent us Williamses, okay? I just want to let you know before we get to that. But, no, Angry Man, what say you on this, my brother?
I think as far as the William things, you good, because he gave the name away.
Right. You're
you good.
Shit.
You good. His name is going to be whatever goofy name she got. But
shit.
These guys got to understand this. And I've said this before, like, there's a misconception guys have when they first start dating women. You know, when you first start dating women, hopefully you should have your own place.
Yes.
And when that woman comes to your place, you're supposed to establish boundaries early. She's not supposed to be in your place feeling comfortable enough. See, that guy, I guarantee you, when she first started dating him, the first day she came in there, he let her feel at home. You know, going in this refrigerator, you know, looking up under the bed to see if there's panties under there, you know, putting her female products in his bathroom. And this is all that goofy shit. You need the curtains in here, you know, all of that bullshit, right? And see, the crazy thing is, for you single guys, women will come and go.
Yes.
You'll always have a TV. Okay? So, broad. And look, as far as the hammer, I don't even think she should be using the hammer to hang a picture up. I don't think women should touch power tools. I don't think women should touch tools or power tools of any kind. You know what I'm saying? If a woman goes to your toolbox, what you should do is you should say, hold on, let me stop you right there. Take her by the hand. Walk her to the kitchen. Open up the cabinet where all of the pots and pans and where all of the kitchen utensils and the blender and stuff.
Yes.
And say, these are your tools.
These are tools, right.
These are your tools. This is what you use. The hammer and stuff, that's my tools. You feel what I'm saying? You go and you do this.
Right.
The only power tools you should deal with is a blender, a mixer.
Yes. Well, I'll give her a little mallet to hammer out the dough. You know, she needs to knead the dough. You know, one of those things, little spikes in there.
Wood mallet,
the wood
right?
mallet, yeah. She can have the wood mallet. We'll take her on a field trip to the grocery store, because down there's an aisle in the grocery store that has the wood mallets, the pots, and the pans, and say, here are your tools. Go forth and get what you need. Go and get those things. But if you think for one second that you're going to come in my house and destroy my property, you're gone. You can't even, do not even, listen, don't even grab my remote control. I mean, you listen. What I'll do is I'll set you up with a 50-inch in the bedroom or something like that. You can go in there and watch your little Lifetime, Wii channel, whatever the fuck you want to watch. But when I'm watching TV, when I have people over, you do not come along and disturb us unless you're asking us, is everybody have their drinks okay? Is there anything that you need to eat? Is everything okay? And then go back into the back and do whatever it is you do. What say you, brother?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's just like with my woman. Like, she has an office downstairs, and she wanted, like, a TV. I got her this, like, really nice OLED TV, super thin or whatever.
Yeah.
What I notice is if I go in there, because, like, she's got a desk, she's got a little love seat in there. If I go in there and I sit down on the love seat, she just will automatically hand me the remote.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's her TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And most guys see little stuff like that, and they think little stuff like that don't matter. It does. It's a sign that the woman views you as the dominant person in the household.
Yes.
Feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's just like if you go to your family's house for Thanksgiving, everybody knows the rule. The oldest man in the room gets the remote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You get what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, let's get to Mr. Rick. Let's call him just Ricky because I can't use his last name because I as a Williams, I'm really hurt and destroyed right here. But so Ricky goes on this thing and tells, you know, he takes his wife's name because he said, I learned so much about things. He said, my wife's attorney, so she can handle herself. I'm famous, but she's been used to being the hot shot around her friends. But when she comes around me, people forget she exists. I started thinking of ways to create more balance in our relationship, and one of the things that popped into my head was taking her last name. Now, angry man, let me say this. Listen, I take up all the air. Look, okay, I don't understand what people don't understand. Your woman takes up air on Facebook. She takes up air on Instagram and all these other places that she shows her little fucking photos or all these guys cupcaking after that shit. But when she's with me, I take up all the air because I'm the star of the show. The light's on me. You know, she is behind me. She's representing me. She is not in the forefront, and she knows that, and she should be happy she's got my time. So I don't understand with all this, I take her limelight from her friends. Man, fuck her friends, man. Say you, bro.
Yeah, like if he's walking around talking about some, oh, you know, she's a lawyer, she's a hot shot. But when I'm around, because I'm an NFL player, it's like she's invisible. Yeah, that's the reason why she takes your last name, bro, because then she stops being invisible. Now it's like, oh, you're Ricky Williams' wife. See, now she's not invisible no more. So I don't get this. Like, right now, the men that come from his lineage are rolling over in their grave right now. So basically, I mean, do you realize that back in the day, one of the most hateful things dudes would do is they would go, if you were a warrior, if they really wanted to be vindictive and petty, they wouldn't attack you. They'd go find your sons.
Yes, yes.
And be like, yeah, I'm going to cut off your lineage and your name will not be carried on and shit.
So
for dudes to be voluntarily giving away their name, you're giving away your birthright. You know, it's that shit is crazy. And then he said he did it because he was on some astrological app.
And what the 1950 talk about that? We mean astrology. The fuck? The fuck? You know, angry man, the thing that's amazing is that a lot of these guys are Ricky Williams. And that's the crazy thing about all these guys talking all this shit. Y'all are Ricky Williams, because as soon as you meet a woman, you're not necessarily handing over your name, but you're handing over your respect. You're handing over your kingdom. You're handing over the keys. You're handing over your spine. You're handing over your balls over a fucking woman, angry man.
Yeah, that's the reason why. That's the reason why you're supposed to pick wisely when you get a wife, because she's representing the brand. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like, if the woman goes out here and she's out here cheating on you, doing all this goofy shit, and she's got your last name, that looks bad on you. because that's the woman that's carrying your name and your freaking legacy, and the woman that's supposed to be raising your kids and training your kids and shit. So, like, dudes, they don't really realize how important their last name is. They really don't.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys would say that, well, wait, y'all are being misogynistic. It's a new world. I mean, y'all got to let a woman, you know. Nobody's saying we're not letting a woman shit. But what I'm saying is, if she wants to be part of my life and part of my world, like you say, Anger Man, that we create, we build, we create, we go beyond, why the fuck would I, why would I change my name or even hyphenate? I mean, I don't even know that they even hyphenate that shit sometimes. I don't understand how a man can even allow a woman to have pump enough blood out of her heart, Anger Man, to go through her goddamn veins, to even form in her mouth a sentence as far as, I want to keep my last name. Or shit. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What you say?
We ain't hyphenating shit. And the woman say, well, I want to, what about my last name? Your father should have had boys.
Yeah, man. Hey, dog, let me tell you something. And this is what we say to all you guys out here. This is why women feel like they should run your life and run you, because you don't even know how to stand on anything. I see so many guys get walked over. Anger Man, I'm not even talking about living with the woman. I'm talking about he's just talking to the woman, and she's running all over him, yelling at him, screaming at him, telling him what the fuck to do, telling the motherfucker where we going to eat. Look, he buying the shit. She telling him where we going to eat at and shit. And then that dumb motherfucker, okay, we'll do that shit. Anger Man, what say you on that, brother?
And it's disgusting out here right now. Like the way, not even the way women, and see, my thing is, I know that these women are doing this because of the things that men are, the way men are allowing them to get away with it.
Yes.
You know, even in casual conversation, men are allowing women to get away with shit. Like a woman to be sitting there talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Just rambling on and on and on and on. And dudes will be really captivated by her nothingness. And then when you try to call it out, like, yo, man, what are you talking about? He's like, come on, man. We got to, you know, it's like, you know, these dudes have all of these vaginal terms. Like, we can't invalidate her feelings. Like, fuck her feelings.
Exactly.
Fuck your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, feelings ain't never ran nothing or built nothing or maintained nothing. You can have your feelings, but eventually you got to get up, walk outside, and exist in the real world. Fuck feelings. Like, yo, I don't get these dudes, man. I don't understand who raised them. I don't understand why they think that. And the crazy thing is they keep getting stupid-ass results.
Yeah.
And they don't know why. It's like, bro, you keep getting these stupid-ass results because you on some stupid shit.
Yeah, it's and guys, I want to call in the lines over 563-999-3056. If you got a question, put a Q in there. We'll definitely answer. But this is what we're saying for all you guys out there that's listening and watching this show, is that in order for you to grow, in order for you to succeed, in order for you to get the respect, where is the respect that you are demanding? How is one creating the worlds that you are creating and building and then give it all away to a woman, to allow a woman to come into your world and start telling you what to do? To start, and Anger Man, this is some of the craziest shit right here. Sometimes the woman ain't even doing shit wrong. These motherfuckers are going around snooping in her phone, running behind her. Where are you going? Who are you talking to right now? Why are you talking to him? I saw you on. I'm saying, yeah. Really?
I said this earlier. I said a lot of dudes out here had good women, but the women became unable, like intolerable. Not because they wanted to be, but just because of the way the dude was operating.
Yes.
Like, women follow what men do.
Yes.
So if you're moving goofy, the woman's going to start moving goofy. If you're doing goofy shit, the woman's going to start doing goofy shit. And the guys don't see it. And it's like, yo, sometimes you got to sit back and say, you know what? The reason why she did that goofy shit is because I tolerated it. I allowed it. I saw it when it first started, but I ignored it, and it just grew and festered and became what it is now, instead of just taking responsibility for that shit. And then they'll go get in a new relationship after that one fails, after that one goes bust. They'll go get in a new relationship, and they'll do the same shit, and then they'll get the same result. And it's like, all of these women are trash. No, not all of them are trash. They're responding to you
yeah.
and what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is that so many, like you say, women actually come out, and again, they don't come into relationship trained, Angry Man. We know that. We know because, you know, the women that we get are rolled off of the weak-ass males that they deal with, you know, so they come in broken. They come in with no structure. They come in with no guidance, and they can be guided, but what we're dealing with now is that women who don't have guidance are being around other individuals who are reinforcing the guidance of guide me. Though, you know, it's out of a woman's feminine side to really lead. She's not supposed to be leading shit. Now, she can lead the paprika versus the pepper and the salt type leading shit, you know what I mean? But other than that, she can't be leading anything when it deals to a man. But these guys, okay, these guys are, these guys want women to, I mean, again, this comes from mommy. And again, there's no knock on mommy, but, you know, mom loves you and mom indoctrinates these guys emotionally. But these guys, it seems like they're looking for mommy in these women where they see a woman and they want to, I want you to pamper me. I want you to tuck me in and give me warm milk like my mother used to give me. And I will give you my last name, my spine, and my respect because I don't want to lose you. What say you on that, brother?
Definitely. They don't want to take the role of masculinity because it requires too much.
Yes. Yes.
It requires too much for them. And they don't want to, like, you got to think about it. Dudes back in the day, as recent as the 1940s,
mm-hmm.
we lived in a world where sometimes you might be in a situation where you might have to go to war and consider the fact that you may never come back. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like I was telling guys about 300.
Mm.
I was like, them dudes, when Leonidas asked them 300 to go with him, they knew they wasn't coming back. They knew they wasn't coming back. But
yeah.
you got guys that, you know, just think about the concept of having to come to terms with the fact that you're about to give your life for some greater cause or something. And you got dudes running around here that's scared of a relationship.
Shit.
Because
yeah.
if they get in the relationship and the woman leave them, you know, they're going to be heartbroken. You got dudes scared to take risks and chances to get the things they want because they done set somewhere with a fucking computer like Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory and calculated all the odds and, you know, well, technically, the likelihood of me winning is, you know, like, get out of here, man. What if the Avengers thought that way?
Yeah.
Dr. Strange told him there was only one instance out of millions of possibilities where they won. One instance. And it was like, well, fuck it. If there's one chance, we got to take it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these are not men. They want glory, but they don't want to put in the work for the glory.
Yes.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Even when, if you look at, go to Utah, Marvel, I'll go DC. If you look at, like, Superman, I mean, Superman has been around since the fucking, like, 40s. I mean, Superman's been around for a long motherfucking time. But there's something in Superman people don't understand that the writers knew about that most people didn't even recognize. See, remember, Superman had to hide his identity by blending in. And then what identity did he take on? Clark Kent, bumbling, stumbling, idiot, buffoon, can't talk to women, doesn't know what to say, stuttering his words and all that other stuff. And they even knew that then to what's going on right now, Angry Man, what's going on right now is that, the thing about the man is the man has the ability to recognize, understand, control the mental side of himself through his self-awareness, through his understanding, to either cover, to know his actions before they're even happening, to stand on those actions, and to say that, like you said, fuck your feelings. This is where we're going. This is where I'm leading us. And you don't have to go. You can go. You can go goodbye, because they don't understand. They can't understand. We can dismiss women. We can dismiss our boys. We can dismiss things around us, because as men, I am not going to drag a weight or a ball and chain around. I've always said this, Angry Man, and I want to get your thoughts on this. See, the thing about a man is that we forced a woman to be on her A game 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. And I mean her A game is her best, where she is lazy to the average guy, where she doesn't want to do for the average guy, where she wants to kick her feet up and not cook anything, where she doesn't wash a dish, vacuum a floor, or do anything to show why she should be in my presence. She gonna be gone, dog. Dismissed, brother. Shit.
Definitely, definitely. But see, you dealing with a group of dudes. I don't know what's wrong with them. I think that they have been trained, right? Trained in, look, and then watch this. See, here's a prime example. Terramo Cat 2020 says, stop blaming the men and blame the environment. Every man
What time is this shit? Terramo Cat. All right, let's look at that shit. All
every right. man doesn't have to be a thug. The fact that you think that being a man means being a thug speaks volumes. First of all, if you blame the environment, then you're blaming the men, because the men shape the environment. But see, you would know that if you were an actual man.
Exactly.
But because you're not an actual man, you think the environment, see, men built the environment that you live in. because you're not one of the men who carry on the tradition or carry on the torch of shaping the environment, you just exist in the environment like the bitches do.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever somebody says, men need to do this, men need to do that, stop blaming us. It's not our fault the world is the way it is. This is a man's world, bro.
Yeah, being a man, he said, I guess it's that being a man is not what black men want. I guess a BMC black men want. So wait, is this a woman saying this shit, or is this a guy saying this? I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but regardless of what you're saying, fuck what you want. Nobody's talking about a want. Fuck a want. We talking about a need, first off. And second off, if you're a woman, I really feel bad, because I promise you, you get around a man, you will get structure and guidance. And all that environmental shit that you're saying, that shit's going to go out the fucking window while you're grabbing a pot and a pan, a vacuum cleaner, and smiling. Now, if you're a man, you're fucked. I don't know what the fuck you are, Cap, but I'm telling you, if you're a man, it's a dude.
Yeah, because he meant to say being a man is not what black women want.
Okay. Oh, wait. Who the fuck even says you're a – what do you know about being a man bitching about the environment? You're fucking – look, and I say this with love, Terramo bitch, that here's your problem, man. You have so much mommy in you that I promise you, if you get around a woman, you're food, dog. Black women want men, but they don't want tight pussy males like you. And all you talking is tight pussy shit, because this is why you're going to be food. And listen, you better hope that these women, these so-called black women that you can't get, be thankful they're turning you down. Be thankful they're not talking to you, because I promise you, if they start talking to you, dog, they're going to ruin your fucking life and walk all over your bitch ass. Angry Man?
Look, he said the top 1% is the controller of the environment. Actually, that's incorrect, too, because the top 1% are not the workers. You don't get it, bro. The workers, look, you can't have an ant colony without the worker ants.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a beehive without the worker bees. Okay.
Right.
The world is structured like a pyramid. And yeah, you got the 1% at the top, that do control a lot of stuff, but it's the dudes at the bottom that keep the shit running. It's the trash men that pick up the trash. It's the plumbers. It's the electricians. It's the regular blue-collar workers that keep our society running. See, the problem with you is you do not understand the world that you live in because you've been coddled. You've been coddled by women, and you've been trained to think like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you run around, he said, 200K and married with two kids, black Caribbean woman. I'm supposed to be impressed with that?
Oh,
200K?
Dog. Oh, yeah. You ain't supposed,
supposed to be impressed with that?
Exactly. He's standing on his paper, angry man. And look at and I say this with love. Please have your kids listen to The Real Game, No Theory, so they can learn what manhood is about. Because listening to you, they're going to get bullied, they're going to get punked and walked the fuck over. And don't think just because you riding on 200K, Caribbean woman ain't talking to a man behind the scenes to fill in the gaps where you can't fill in that. Just because you got her pregnant, and just because you caked up on 200,000 doesn't make you a motherfucking man. And I bet you your woman is talking to another dude on the side, getting that side dick versus fucking with you. I bet you she is.
Hey, Terramo Cat, let me tell you this, bro. 200K is decent money. It ain't boss money.
Exactly.
It ain't boss money. That ain't boss money. That ain't boss money. I hate to burst your bubble, but see, here's the problem with black men. Now I know you're a black man because you said that shit like we were supposed to be impressed with it.
Yeah, for real.
Number one, for black men, the bar has been set so low for so damn long.
Woo!
You think that's real money. That ain't real money, bro. Not real money. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that it's good money, but it's not boss money.
Right.
Okay. So cut it out, bro. Like let me tell you something. With that type of money, all you gotta have is a house in a gated community, a couple of nice cars, a couple of really nice cars,
mm-hmm.
and be doing everything that you're supposed to do for your wife and your kids. And guess what? That money will be stretched thin, bro.
Yeah, and don't forget Dwayne Wade is saying it on More Cash Than You, but look at his lifestyle. Again,
mm-hmm.
just because you stand and you caked up on two, Dwayne Wade is caked up on millions, and look at his family life. His wife is running him. His boy doesn't even know what the fuck he is, and they're accepting that silly-ass shit. So just because you caked up, listen, you're about the environment, I'm telling you. Be like the Dwayne Wade of the world and keep it about the environment, and don't put the onus on men. Put the onus on the world outside of them, and watch when your little boy be like, Daddy, can I get some popsicle, Daddy?
And look, here's the funny thing. The funny thing is, he said that he grew up in East New York. Now I know you full of shit, because if you grew up in East New York, you know 200K ain't no damn money.
Mm-hmm.
You know 200K, especially if you grew up in New York. If you grew up in New York, 200K is middle class.
Yeah.
So, and you said I'm living just fine. I'm pretty sure you are. There are people out here that make 50K that are living just fine. You feel what I'm saying? But don't come in here flexing because you think that you make the most money in here. There's dudes in here that watch these shows that are millionaires.
Yes.
So
yes.
Cut it out, bro. You're not doing nothing. You see, the problem isn't with your money and how much money you're making.
It's your mind, brother.
The problem is the way your mind is set up, bro.
Your mind.
You know what I'm saying? You talking about 200K, you feel me? But you're walking around here acting like a dude that make 20K.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're trying to help young men see, that I know you're not running your household. Listen, we can read your statements and tell you're not running your household right now. And I bet you she's either beating your ass at least once a week. She's fucking you probably every 3 weeks because she feels that she owes you a crumb or something like that. And your kids don't even respect you as a motherfucking man because you want to sit around and blame the environment. And this is the problem with you young men out there. Y'all are not leading with your mind. You cannot lead with your wallet, because what happens when your wallet goes away? Not to say it will go away, But this is the problem. This is why women are doing what they're doing or feel that they can do it, because there is no standard amongst you males and you surface dwellers to be more than just money and your cars and your clothes and your body. What is wrong with these motherfuckers, angry man? Jeez.
Here's the thing, though, Steve. This is why the old saying is still true to this day. Game recognized game.
All day.
I have never met a rich man that disagreed with the shit that I say. Never.
Never.
Never met one. Never met a guy that was well off. Never met a guy that was handling his business. Never met a guy that was the king of his house that disagreed with me.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
It's always broke motherfuckers. It's always dudes that's getting ran over by their wife.
Yes.
It's just like good old Jesus, good old JC from the Bible.
You know what he said?
Good old JC. Good old Jesus Christ. You know what he said?
He said,
you're not of my father. Because if you were of my father, you would love me like a brother. See, if you was cut from the same cloth,
God, yes.
And the cloth I'm talking about is the cloth of winners.
Yes.
You would tip your hat and say, hey, brother, you're spitting some real game over there. But see, because you think it's bullshit, that lets me know where you're at mentally.
Yes.
For real.
Absolutely. You know what? Absolutely. And I think the weird thing about what's happening with that young man is that he doesn't realize that this is what women eat off of. They eat off of the man or the male that doesn't have any principles. They eat off the motherfucker that doesn't have any character, a motherfucker that has no values, another fucker that doesn't know what the fuck he wants. All you want is just pussy. That's all you want is pussy. And I'm telling you, these women do not respect weakness. And what you guys are going to start doing, it's going to start off with the first argument, because Angry Man always called it, she's biting the gold. She's got to see if you're the real deal or you're fool's gold. She's got to check. She's got to do something out of order to either get checked and understand that she can't do that shit no more, or to be reinforced to say, this is how our relationship is going to be from now on. You get to disrespect me, and what I get to do is buy you shit, take you to dinner, cook you meals, and like Christmas time, buy you presents, and you're allowed to withhold pussy. You're allowed to yell at me, scream at me. You're allowed to talk to other dudes and disrespect me right in front of my face and even fuck my friends. And I'm going to be cool with it, Angry Man. That's how these motherfuckers are rolling, man.
Mm-hmm. These dudes, look, somebody said, AM, give him the conqueror breakdown. Well, see, the thing about it, a guy like that, he can't understand. Like, I was having a conversation where somebody was saying that they think that women behave the way they behave because women know that men are driven by sex. And I said, no, men are not driven by sex. And any dude that thinks that is really short-sighted. Men are driven by conquest. That's what drives us. Getting with a new woman is a sense of conquest. Being able to start a business and it becomes successful is conquest. And like I told everybody, that's why sometimes you'll hear some of the old heads, if you say that you got a chick and you're worried about how many bodies she got, the old heads will tell you, you're not planting your flag where nobody else has been. And the reason why they say planting your flag is because that's what dudes did when they conquered a new land. They planted their flag. Everything that men are driven by is conquest. And the reason why most of these guys don't have any drive is because they have no desire to conquer anything. They have no sense of manhood, no sense of conquest, no sense of what men are supposed to be. Nowadays, these dudes are women with penises. That's all they are.
No, that's all they are, but that's how they also are. But they think, behave, and they fight. You know what's crazy? They fight being a man.
Yeah.
They accept being feminine, and they accept participation trophies. They accept that this is the world. The world is that the big bad boogeyman called the woman is so mean and so scary that I need a nightlight in my bedroom so I can sleep at night because I'm worried about her. But not only am I worried about her, what do I have to do to be like her? And that's what they don't understand. They don't want to the hardest thing they want to do, and not even hard, they fight trying to be a man. They don't want to accept what comes with being a man. They want everything easy. And it's easy to blame. It's easy to cry. It's easy to complain and all this other stuff. But yet, you expect a woman to why the fuck, angry man, would a woman follow a soft-spoken, soft-moving, no-spine, grass-eating lion that can't do shit in life? What is the benefit? What did she get out of that shit?
She's not going to get any. That's why so many of them are complaining. And look, here's my thing. Women, yes, women do sometimes complain about shit that's frivolous. They do complain about shit that's not worth complaining about. And they do talk about men in a negative light. Sometimes it's unwarranted. But a lot of the complaints that I hear women saying, I know where that shit is coming from. It's coming from these weak-ass motherfucking men, man, where they operate this way. And then they expect, like, it's the craziest shit in the world. I hear dudes talking about, you know, especially in some of these spaces, dudes be talking about some, well, white men don't have to tolerate this, and white men don't have to put up with this, and white men. But then I look at them and say, but you don't operate the way white men operate.
Damn. Talk on that, you brother.
You don't operate the way a white man will get with a woman and will have no problem being a patriarch and providing everything.
Yes.
You know, okay. So it's like, bruh, if you want women to do that, you got to have a certain mindset. You got to have a certain, like I was saying it earlier today, I said you could have a white guy that's a stockbroker on the New York Stock Exchange, and he mess around and lose his seat, right? And what he'll do is he'll go find two jobs to try to compensate for the loss of that job.
Yes.
But he'll never tell his wife about it. He'll get up every morning and go out like he's going to trade stocks, but really he's going to Kinko's and Staples.
Yes.
And he'll just keep doing that until he can get back to the position where he was at, and he'll never bother her with the shit because he knows the way women operate. So it's like, I'm not going to do something that's going to give her a reason to have less respect for me. But see, a lot of these dudes, they don't care about that.
No.
They don't care about that. And the reason why is because, to be truthfully honest, you'll have a black man, he'll go out and have a job, and he'll lose his job. And he'll come home, and the first thing he'll do is tell his woman about it. But the reason why he tells his woman is the key. The reason is because he wants to be consoled the same way he would if he told his mom.
Oh, absolutely. And instead of not even saying anything, but you've got to look at a lot of these young men. They in everybody's pockets. They in everybody's house. I am so glad I didn't grow up in this era or these eras that these motherfuckers grew up in, because they are so about the other man. You know, this man, that white man, that blue man, that pink man, that purple man on Mars, that man on Jupiter, that man on Saturn, that man on the coast of blah, 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 whatever, right? You know, they all had this and that. And see, because they had this and that, see, I told you because, oh, man, look what happened. Are you serious? When did we start being like the other man? When did we start caring about the other man, the angry man? When did guys, I don't want to disrespect and say men, but when did guys start looking at other men to be a marker on how to be their own man?
I don't know, man, because they even do that here. Like, they'll come here and they'll say, well, angry man, you're lying about your lifestyle. You're lying about the money you have. You're lying about how much you work. You're lying about how cooperative your woman is. You're lying about, and it's like the first thought that comes to my mind is, one, if I'm lying, why are you watching me? And two, whether I'm lying or not, why are you that invested?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you that invested? Like, I don't care if another guy, if I see a guy lying, about something and I know for a fact he's lying about something, I'll be like, oh, that's some bullshit. And I keep it moving because him lying or telling the truth or whatever he does, achieving, not achieving, right, growing, making money, that doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect how I move, how I operate.
Yeah, I got to skip you real quick. I had to post this because I couldn't believe this cake motherfucker. There are some modern women who will never follow a man's lead. Wait. This is what I'm trying to – I want to ask – Jay, please answer this question. How the fuck do you know that if you ain't even talking to motherfucking women? How can you even make this statement? And you know when they say modern women, they're just regurgitating information, number one. We won't say where, but they're regurgitating information because ain't no fucking such thing as a modern woman to a fucking man. She's just a goddamn woman who's got to earn. I'm sorry, what's up?
Instead of them saying that, and I said this early today, instead of coming in here trying to convince us of something that we know is bullshit, why don't you just say, I'm not that dude?
No. That's
just
all it is.
Say that. Just say what you really look. That's one of the things. I remember my mother saying this, right? I remember my mother saying this about men. My mother said one time, and she didn't say this when I was little. She said this when I was grown. She said the one thing she respects more than anything about a man is when you say what you mean and mean what you say. Right?
Yes.
Now, my thing is this. To Judales, just come in here and say, women don't want to follow me.
Yes.
Just say that. Just say, because if you say that, then we could say, okay, well, what are you doing? How are you operating? Maybe we can help you with that. Instead of coming in here saying, it's hopeless. Women, these modern women, yeah, they're never going to follow us, no matter how strong we are. And if I was to ask you, what is a strong man, you probably can't even give me the definition of that.
You break his brain. You'll break his brain. But, hey guys, I want to call in 563-999-3056. We got a question I'll answer in 1 second. But getting back to what you're saying here, man. All he had to do was say, hey, look, hey, Anger Man Steve, look, I'm constantly putting myself down. I refuse to analyze my life. I'm always blaming. I'm always feeling sorry for myself. When things don't go right, I complain about it. I'm always looking for the easy way out, and I don't understand why I can't get a woman. If you would have just said that, because what you don't understand, Anger Man and I see is what I just said. We can read between the lines, and here's the worst part about it. So can these women. Why would a woman want to be? Who the fuck said you were strong? Where is this strong shit? You know, I hear women saying that shit, but when the fuck do you, what you as strong as, what you mean strong? What, because you can lift a pencil? What the fuck are you talking about?
Let me say this. Look, back in the day, right, when you had kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dudes would bend the knee.
Yes.
Right? But here's the thing. Sometimes they would bend the knee because they believed in the king and they thought he was a great man.
Yes.
They bend the knee willingly.
Yes.
But there was also people that bent the knee even though they didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to bend that knee, right? Yes, sir. It's kind of like that movie, one of the funniest movies that I used to watch all the time was that movie Kung Fu Hustle, right?
Oh, don't talk about it. Shaolin Soccer. You know, I know you saw Shaolin Soccer.
So, right. Dude, as ill as he was,
with the axe guy.
Yeah. So no, not the axe guy. The one at the end.
That's picking his nose. The one they broke out of the insane asylum. Yeah.
So that dude, as ill as he was, by the time your man got through beating him, he looked at him and he was like, was that the Buddhist palm? He was like, yeah, I'll teach it to you if you like. And you can look at him and begrudgingly, he fell to his knees and said, master, see, these dudes, you're not the type of dude that, look, my woman that I'm with right now, when I first met her, she is what you dudes would label a modern woman, okay? She She was single. She never got no welfare. She worked, and she was what you call strong and independent, right? But when you're that dude, they have to get with your program.
Always.
They have to get with your program. It's not an option if they want to be with you. But see, the thing with dudes like that just said that, you're weak, bruh.
Yeah.
You're not strong. You're weak. The fact that you even say that out of your mouth means that you're weak.
All right. Well, we have a question. Guys, two questions in there. Guys, I want to call in. Guys are going to ask a question. But this guy is saying, is there such thing as being too prideful? I realize I don't like a woman's response. I automatically charge it to the game. Then you ain't got no game. That's what the problem is.
What do you mean too prideful?
Too prideful. Shit.
How is it possible for you to be too prideful? Who does that hurt? Who does that hurt? See, here's the thing. Whenever somebody says, oh, there's a thing about being too prideful, all that means is that you hurt somebody's feelings. All that means is that somebody, you feel like you're up here because of whatever you've accomplished. So you act accordingly to that. So somebody down here will say, you're too prideful. And the reason why is because they want you to come down here so they can feel better about being down there.
Yes, yes.
And that's what that is. What do you mean too prideful?
And 917, like, yeah, 917, bring it 1 second. I just want to say this. Here's the thing. That the fact that you don't like a response, you created the response. She's only, listen, you don't like because she's responding off of realizing what the fuck you are. That's why she's responding the way she is, because she responds to you that she can get away with shit because you the kind of motherfucker that allows women to get away with shit. And the fact that you don't like it versus correcting it shows what kind of man you are. You want to run away when shit doesn't go your way. You want to run away when it's a little bit hard for you. You want to run away when you're challenged. So fuck all that prideful shit. Stop fucking lying to yourself and man up. Let's bring in area code 917.
Check this out, though. There's an animal on this planet called a lion. Okay? They call him the king of the jungle. He don't even live in the damn jungle, but he's so ill. He's so ill, they call him the king of the jungle because he got this big-ass mane that looks like a crown. Guess what they call his family? A pride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, bro. It ain't nothing, like, there's nothing wrong with being prideful. The problem is too many of you men are not prideful enough.
Wow. Okay. All right, 917, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? You hear me?
Can you speak up a little bit? We can't hear you sound low. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, I got you. Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah, what is your question, sir? What's up? We can barely hear you.
How you doing, sir? I just want to know, why is it so hard for me to stay loyal? I'm in a relationship, and just for some reason, it's just hard for me to stay loyal. Can y'all break that down to me?
How old are you, big guy?
Oh, I'm 22.
So, I don't even think I think you're lying to me. Because this cannot be a fucking question. This cannot be a question. You're calling two grown-ass men asking us why you fuck around with bitches on the side? The fuck?
But
Anger Man, take the wheel, though. I want to hear this surface-dwelling motherfucker.
Bruh. So, you're with one chick, but are you married?
No, I'm not married.
So then how are you not being loyal?
No, well, the thing is, I'm in a relationship with this female, and she does good for me. She's A.
Talk
A1
up, dog. You sound
roster.
Far away. Talk up. Speak up. Put your mouth to the mic. You sound like you're just holding the phone like this and shit.
You hear me good now?
So you with a chick right now. How long you been with her for?
I've been with her for 2 years. And the thing is, she does. She's a great chick. Cook, clean, submissive. It's just the thing is that dog in me, I just can't.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Does she know you fucking around?
No, she hasn't called me yet.
Then let her go. And let me tell you why you go. Because if you were actually a man about your shit, she should know that you have other bitches. And she either's going to be fine with it or not. But see, you're the motherfucker that creates these angry, bitter fucking women, and you don't even realize what the fuck you're doing. Let her go, motherfucker, because you're not even being real to her. You're not even being real to yourself. And I know you're lying to our motherfucking asses, because if you were actually a real one, you would let her know this is what's going on. You're not the only one. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And if she stays, then she's going to accept that. But you know what? You're creating what's happening right now because you're lying to a loyal woman who thinks she is actually only yours. Angry man?
True. You're right. If you feel like, look, here's the thing. You may just be the type of dude that is incapable of being with one woman.
And that's fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But you need to let her know that you're that type of dude. You need to have a conversation with her. If you want to keep her, you need to have a conversation with her and say, look, I like to have multiple women. How do you feel about that? And if she says, well, I can't get down with that, that's a deal breaker. And it's like, okay, well, I guess we got to go our separate ways.
Caller, can I ask you a question? Are you living with her right now?
Yes.
Are you having
no, I don't live with her.
Are you having unprotected sex with her right now?
Yeah, she's the only one I'm having unprotected sex with. Okay, all these
no,
other girls I'm having
protected
sex.
No, listen to me. Please leave her alone. Leave her alone. And I'm going to tell you why. And like I said before, it's one thing that you be honest with her, become honest with her. You're not being honest with her. It's like Angry Man's telling you, it's okay. Listen, if you got in yourself to keep getting the slice and going through women, I'm fine with that. I don't want to knock you for that. Do that. But if you're going to be with somebody that you're lying to and they think you're loyal and you're actually fucking around and they don't know it, man, you're going to break that woman. And you're going to break her to fucking set up the next guy, where the next guy, they're going to be like, well, she really bitter and she mean. And you want to know why? Because you created that shit because you ain't being a man, dog. You're doing some sucker shit.
You're right.
Suckers do bitch-ass shit. And you want to – see, the reason I'm correcting you before I throw the angry man is I hate you motherfuckers that come – you're that motherfucker in the classroom that wants to show off. Hey, angry man, it's Steve. You know I got a woman and shit, but you know I just got to have other pieces of pussy. Man, fuck all that shit. You ain't doing shit. Because you would be doing shit if you doing this, and she knew that, and guess what? You wouldn't even be fucking calling us right now, angry man.
You're right. Yeah, you basically told us that she does everything right, but you're punishing her. Because she believes that you're being loyal. But you're not. So basically what will end up happening is, matter of fact, and you hitting her raw. Is she pretty? How good looking is she?
Yeah, she's pretty. 8 and a little thick on the bottom half. Pretty girl.
So guess
but
what? Guess
is,
what? This happens all the time. See, this is what happens all the time. This is why dudes can't find pretty, curvy, sexy chicks that aren't bitter with 2 or 3 kids. Because what happens is, little young niggas like you,
mm-hmm,
get with chicks that are pretty, that are doing what they're supposed to do because they're young and impressionable.
Yes.
And then you fuck around and get them pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And after they get pregnant, they start getting more serious because they got a kid by you. So they start paying more attention to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see that you're stepping out on them, then the relationship goes south, and now guess what? She's a chick with a kid that's pretty, but now she's like, I don't cook, I don't clean, and I'm not submissive because the last nigga
yes.
I did that shit for.
Yep.
That's how that shit happens.
Yeah,
then a nigga like me come along, and I see her, and she cute and shit, and I'm like, kid, I'm going to holler at her. And then she be like, I got one kid, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to holler at her anyway. And then I find out, guess what? I got to fucking deal with all the bullshit that you fucking put in.
Yeah, I got to retrain her to do the shit that she wanted to do. She like, I'm not doing what? Hey, look, I cooked for him. I cleaned for him. I did everything because I was loyal to him. And this is the thing I got. And guess what? You're going to be like, fuck that. And her beautiful rainbow-ass heart is going to turn black and crusty, and she's going to be angry as fuck. And then she going to grouse over to the dark side and shit, and she going to be slicing through these other guys that, you know what, there might be another guy out there. He might not have much game, but he's a decent enough person to be loyal to one woman and treat her right and give her happily ever after with somebody that just wants one woman. You don't want one woman. and you should not be with one woman for goddamn 2 years. If you want to go out there and hunt, again, do it. I will not knock you for that. But if you are with a woman and thinking that she's in a relationship with you, that's some bitch shady shit. And if she has a brother, I hope he beats your fucking ass, because you're about to break another woman. And I don't know if she's a black, white, or Spanish, or fucking yellow, green, purple woman. You're about to break another woman into where all these guys are bitching. You're the reason, Angry Man.
Go look at the video Song Cry by Jay-Z, where he said, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just up and leave and leave me sick like that. They say once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. Mourn forever. I got to live with the fact I did you wrong forever. You feel what I'm saying? That's why he's sitting outside that apartment with that look on his face, because he know he did a good chick grimy.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like, bro, you gotta be aware.
No, you're right.
You
do. Yeah, man.
Because you fuck around and fuck it up. But see, here's the problem, and this is what dudes don't think. Even if you are a super misogynistic dude that's like, I don't give a fuck about these chicks' feelings, at least give a damn about the soldier that's going to come after you that's going to have to deal with her ass. Like, at least care about him. At least be like, shit, the next dude shouldn't have to deal with this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, at least think about that. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if your relationship ends, you can always end the relationship with your head high, knowing, I don't give a fuck. I was a good dude. I held it down. You know what I'm saying? I handled my business. I told her what it was. I told her the truth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never lied to her. You feel what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You feel me?
Yeah. So just let her know she can lease you or rent you out, but she cannot buy you. You got to let her know that, man. And listen, that don't just drop her right now. Slowly back the fuck out, because I'm sure she's thinking marriage. I'm sure she's thinking moving you in and all this other shit. And you are creating a fucking, you're about to create an evil ass woman. You understand that?
But you know what the thing was?
What's the thing? It's 626 will bring you in next. What's the thing?
All right, so the thing is, right, just getting to know her and stuff before we got into a relationship, she was kind of the one pressing for a relationship. You know, I'm young, 22. I kind of just want to explore the...
Whoa! And this is what we talk about. I don't give a fuck if she's pressing for a relationship. So fucking what?
You the one that agreed.
At the time?
Thank you.
Yes. You're right. I agreed to it because at the time she was just showing me something different from the other girls. But the thing is, now that you know,
women don't show you shit. They show you what you are, motherfucker. That's what I don't understand. Why? Why would a woman want to show your best side to a motherfucker who ain't got no side at all? She's only showing you what she thought you were, and the only reason she's showing you what she thinks you are because you're fucking lying to her right now. And that's why those other women ain't showing you shit, because they know you ain't shit. And that's why you're playing games, because you know what? Oh, these motherfucking women, oh, shit, they can see right through me. It's like the Wizard of Oz type shit, Angry Man. This motherfucker acting like he the mighty powerful Oz, and she pulled that curtain back as a little bitch-ass motherfucker pushing buttons and shit. These bitches out here know you ain't shit. That's why you're getting treated like you're getting treated, dog.
Keep it up. This is why, you know, let me tell you something. I never had to deal with the LL Cool J Drake type niggas. The niggas that take your chick, I never had to deal with that. And the reason why I never had to deal with that is because I always kept it 100. You feel what I'm saying? I always kept it 100. But see, you dudes like you, bro, see, a nigga like me, if I was your fucking age, I'd be the nigga that'd take your chick, man.
Oh, easy.
Real shit, because you
think so?
You doing some goofy shit, bro, and the moment she find out about that shit, she going to be looking for a shoulder to cry on, and whether you know it or not, the shoulder ain't that far from the Johnson, bro.
Yeah, come on over here, baby.
They start out crying on the shoulder, but they end up slobbing on the Johnson. So you need to think about that, bro.
Yeah, those tears are soft, like cushions that lead her down. All right. So we'll grab
down.
Yeah, to lead her straight down, right? So, all right, 917. We'll throw it back in. Let's bring in area code 626. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's good? That dude was a straight clown on the last call. Just, you know, throw my 2 cents in there just from hearing. But the situation that I'm basically running into right now is, like, I'm basically, like, I'll be going out I've been trying to get at these broads. And the thing about it is, like, this isn't like back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my 20s and I'm getting these
what
numbers.
What do you mean it's not like back in the day? What, walking up to a bitch and being honest with her? What the fuck you mean? What are you talking about?
What I mean is that I get these numbers and
why do you hate yourself? Why do you hate yourself so much?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
Well, I'm talking about a bitch that hates herself that deals. Why the fuck are you pandering over a fucking number? Why can't you give her your fucking number? Because it's all about you, motherfucker. And because you don't like your fucking self and you ain't got no game, you want to beg a woman for a fucking number like you hate yourself. So that's what I mean, motherfucker. You pandering over
what?
Pussy.
Well, not that. Continue. Like,
Let me ask him a question.
Yeah.
Dude, so
go ahead.
You said that things are not the same as they used to be, which me personally, I think that is bullshit, right?
Bitch shit, yes.
But I'm going to humor you. You get the numbers from the women. Where does it go wrong?
Well, they ain't hitting back. You see what
you
I'm
think?
Saying? Or if they,
wait,
or if you
what,
do give
wait,
them the numbers.
So you get the numbers, and then you hit them up, and they don't hit you back.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, now it's like I've learned and I've adapted to it. It's just like, okay, it's just one text, and then it's just going to be a ghost most likely. It's going to be one night stand, and it's going to be ghosting. Like, I already have adapted to that over the past year. So
Number one, look, here's the thing. Here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem with what you're going through right now is that you give too much of a fuck. You care too much, bruh. You fucking care too much. Like, yo, women are like buses, bruh. Every 15 minutes, another one is coming along. So why do you give a fuck? Like, you supposed to just go out, rack them up, keep it moving. If you're getting their numbers and they're not hitting you back, or you converse with them one time and they're done, you're doing something terribly wrong when it comes to who you are, bro. Because there's something about you that's turning them off. If it's consistently happening, you are lacking somewhere in your manhood. You're lacking somewhere. It's either your game, it's the way you're talking to them, it's how you dress. So when you meet these chicks, you're meeting them in person, right? You're not meeting them over the internet, right?
Yeah, it's all in person.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. You got homeboys, right?
Nah.
You got homeboys, right?
Nah. It's been completely
you
solo.
No.
Dolo. No.
Oh, just you got no homeboys. Okay, you got family members, right?
No, I'm from the foster system. And, like, my only support was my wife, dude. Was my wife for, like, four years.
Wait a minute.
What?
So if you're from the foster system, how you don't got no homeboys?
I don't got none, dude.
So you just a man. You just Jason Bourne out this motherfucker. You don't got nobody you cool with.
Nah. Jason. Straight just nomad.
Okay, so if you're a nomad, this is what I want you to do. Pay him if you have to. Go up to a random stranger, right, and say, hey, I want you to do me a favor. I'll give you $20 if you do it. I'm going to blow my breath in your face, and I want you to tell me if it stinks. That's what I want you to do. I want you to see if your breath is stinking, bro. I want you to see if you're putting off a body odor, if there's something you're doing, bruh, that's making these women turned off to you, bro. I don't know what it is, but it's something that you're doing. If they are consistent, see, if they're consistently ghosting you, the common denominator is you, not them. You. You're the common denominator. You're doing something wrong.
I'll show you what he's doing wrong. 626. What's 2 + 2? What's 2 + 2? Okay, you answered that in half a second. Okay, good. You're right. So what is so special about you where these bitches should fuck with you? Wait, is my mic off?
Dude, I'm me. Nah. I'm me, dude. I'm me. That's it.
Wait. I asked, what's so special about you that these women should fuck with you?
The fact that I am myself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe you got a... Okay.
But who are you? But who are you?
What the fuck I'm saying, man?
Who am I,
who are
dude?
You?
I'm me, dude. I'm me.
Who the fuck is me? Okay. I, you're you. I'm me. Angry man is him.
Bro, that doesn't answer the question. Who are you?
Who is me?
Dude.
Who are you? I don't even think you... Look, I don't even think you have really sat down and thought about that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who are you? What is it about you that... See, here's the thing, bro, and this is what you got to understand. There was another person on this line, and I said, why are you so special? And they said, because I'm me. So if another person can say that shit,
well, that's the same shit.
The same shit, bro. If 10 Wait. Motherfuckers said, because I'm me, it don't mean shit. You understand? But, like, if somebody said, like, I could even take it a step further. If somebody said, well, why are you so special, dude? And I said, because I'm the angry man. Even that is more than saying, because I'm me.
Yo,
see
okay,
what I'm
okay.
saying?
Well, it's because of the fact that the dudes that they fucking with ain't on the same type of tip that I'm on. You know what I mean? I'm no Mac.
Wait,
I get to go wherever I want to.
Okay,
you know
okay,
what I'm
wait,
saying?
Wait, okay,
I'm a fucking journalist.
Right. Hold
you know
on.
What I'm saying?
You're right. Okay,
you're
right. Okay, I'm
sure.
You know,
shit
wait.
Like that.
I'm
know
agreeing
what
with you, but hey, watch this shit. Watch, I'm going to knock your fucking cars down. Why don't you tell us what you say to these fucking women? You see a woman, let's say she's just waltzing down the street or she's at the grocery store. What are you saying to her?
Well, I can't.
Wait,
well, that's,
wait,
that's,
wait, 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 wait,
hang
wait,
on, hang
wait,
on, hang
wait,
on,
wait,
hang
wait.
On.
Well, no, wait, 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 caller. I'm gonna educate you on game. I'm gonna educate you on game. Count to five real quick. I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna educate you. Count to five. I'm gonna ask you one more time. Count to five, sir. I'm trying to educate you on game.
All right.
Count to
five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay. You did it backwards. That's fine. But okay. Did you say five? Four, three,
nah.
Two. No, because you knew what the fuck you were saying. See, when you say the word that means you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and that's what she knows. So you're trying to conjure up some shit because you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. But you know how to count to fucking five, though. So now...
You know what would be funny, Steve? What would be hilarious if women all over the United States just started asking dudes when they approach them, why should I deal with you?
Of course, because they'll be thrown off. They get scared and run. But caller, okay, now that you said you're what are you saying to a woman? Okay, I'll be the bitch. I'm sitting over here looking at some excuse berry crunch made by Angry Man Industries. Okay, so what are you going to say to the woman?
So what's the crunch like? What are you munching on right over there? Oh, is that for yourself?
It's none of your business what I'm munching on. I don't know you. So why don't you try
Word,
again? Take
see,
two
I
and
see that up in your hand.
Wait, take two and ask. Try it again. She's looking at Excuse Berry Crunch made by Angry Man Industries, and she's looking at that. What are you saying to her?
You know, Captain Crunch is fire. It's been a minute since I've had some cereal.
Excuse me, do I know you? Excuse me, do I know you? You fucked up again. Take three in action. She's in this grocery store. Get some excuse for a crunch made by Angry Man Industries. What are you saying?
You gonna get some fruit to grow with that?
Wait, do I know you? Who the fuck are you? Why are you bothering me? All right, take four. Come on, we'll get to five now. Take four. She's in line at the store getting excuse berry crunch made by Angry Man Industries. What are you saying?
You're going to get some fruit to go with that.
I'm going to get you to get the fuck out of my face if you don't keep bothering me. All right, last one. Take five. She's in line. She's getting excuse berry crunch made by Angry Man Industries. What are you saying to her?
Why are you over there messing around with a bowl of excuses?
Why do you care
why
when I'm over there doing
sure.
your fucking business what I'm doing,
but
bitch?
Because I'm trying.
Do you see Nomad? Do you see Mr. Nomad who don't need this and I can do that? You don't even know what the fuck to say to a woman. You gonna eat that crunch over there? You telling me that that crunch? Oh, did that crunch go good with that milk? Come on, are you fucking serious? All right, hey, wait, Nomad. Okay, let's say the sun, the moon, and stars lines up, and she calls you. Hey, Nomad. Hey, I remember you talked to me when I was in line getting my excuse berry crunch made by Angry Man Industries. Hi, I'm Tina or Shamika. What are you saying to her then?
Well, then I'm there. I'm lining up to tell you.
What are you saying?
I'm not
to
really
her?
Saying much. I'm just lining up to tell you. I'm like, yo, you
what,
trying to
what,
go over to this
up?
Address?
What are you lining
get over
up?
Here.
614, we got you that. What are you lining up? She's reaching out to you. What are you lining up?
She's about to get pounded out. That's it.
Pounded out where?
At the telly.
See, you don't have no finesse, bruh. And what you doing is you up here with this false bravado. You feel what I'm saying? Like, look, you're like the dude that shows up at the Kung Fu dojo talking about something. I know how to fight. And then the master puts you in a headlock and flips you around and shit, bruh. Look, first of all, it's more about vibe than the words you're saying. It's more about confidence. It's more about swag. It's more about knowing that you see, you're saying you're that dude, but I don't believe you.
Lying.
You more, bruh. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? She's standing there reaching up there to get the box, you know what I'm saying? You walk over there and be like, hold on, let me get that for you. You know. Okay, thank you. You know, what's going on? Why are you in here, you know what I'm saying, reaching up here, grabbing cereal by yourself? You shouldn't be in here grabbing cereal by yourself. What's your name? Oh, my name is Keisha. Word, Keisha? I ain't seen too many Keishas around here reaching for excuse berry crunch. Is that what you eat on a regular basis? You need to come over here to organic aisle. Come on with me. Come on over here. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to start the conversation. You're starting the conversation. You're giving her openings to shoot your ass down. Because you sound like, you want some fruit with that? Like, bruh, that shit is weak. It's weak. That's what it is. It's what you're saying to these women.
That's just convo.
What you're
what
saying
I mean,
to
like,
these women is making
them
like, what do you say?
Hey, caller, we don't know what you say. Hey, 614, we got you next. Oh, caller. I understand what happened. I get it now, Angry Man. I understand the story. Okay, one day he was walking and he went into a have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite, Angry Man? Okay, well, one day he was walking and he was in the pawn shop looking at swords and things like that, all that cool stuff because he had no game. And then he picked up this box called Daquan's Dance Grooves. And then he started thinking, I can talk like this colored guy, and I'm going to be cool.
Man, hey, y'all got the jokes, though, for real. Salute. All right.
You said
y'all,
what,
y'all got
bro?
The jokes. Y'all got the jokes, though. Y'all got the jokes. Y'all didn't answer my question.
Y'all got the jokes, though. Because, bruh, your game is whack. That's why I got the jokes, bruh. Like, your game is lame, bruh. I ain't never, look, let me tell you something.
It ain't whack if I'm over here pulling these numbers and pulling these bars from
no
one-night stands.
No weak-ass game like that, bruh.
Yo, what up, girl? Yo,
over some cereal and, like, grabbing down the box of the cereal. Wow, that's some sim shit, dude. I never do those shit like that.
Dude. Now, wait. It's starting to come out, dude. I get it, man.
Wait a minute. You said by me offering to grab the box for it, that's some sim shit?
Oh, my God.
I believe that's some sim shit. I never do no shit like that.
You never do no shit like that, but you never get no girls like that.
We figured it out. We cracked the mystery. You know the reason why these dudes don't have game is because they think all of the right shit is simp shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They think all of the right shit is simp shit, man.
Yep.
Come on.
Stop listening to Daquan's Dance Grooves, dog. You got to put that shit down, man. You got to put that
man,
shit down, homie.
See, the funny thing is you telling me I'm a simp, right? But I'm sitting here doing this show. I'm sitting here doing this show talking to you about how bitches is ghosting you. Meanwhile, my woman just brought me a drink because she anticipated what I wanted without me having to ask, nigga. But you sitting here telling me that I'm a motherfucking simp.
Never
like,
said
really?
It was
y'all
said that.
This?
I said it was just,
ain't
I
no
said,
kitchen in here.
How the hell
you
get it? Come on. It's a simp move. It's a simp move.
All right, homie. All right, well, we got the calls, yo, homie. All right, stay up, man. Peace
but,
out, dog.
Salute, y'all. It's been
real. Yeah, dog. You got it, man. Daquan, man. All right, 612. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yes. What's your question, brother?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, Steve? What's up, Angry Man? I just wanted to say thank you guys for the other show the other day. I heard the Game No Theory panel the other day, and I really thought the conversation was really deep, and I thought it was awesome. And my question actually relates to one of the things that was said from the other day by Mr. 1950, because around the end, you know, he expressed his gratitude for being able to get together with you guys and, you know, speak with you guys. And he mentioned that it's so cool and amazing the fact that you guys are very different, but able to come to the table together and talk on these, like, specific things that's going on with, like, men and stuff these days. And my question, right, is, I'm sorry to give you so much backstory, but my question was really, what kind of makes you guys actually really different? Because I'm not going to lie, from my point of view, I see all of you guys from the panel. You guys get together and you guys have these conversations. I see you guys agree a lot, you know, and I'm not saying that just because you guys agree, you guys are the same. I think it would make me think that you guys are very similar in certain ways, but I just want to know, you know, how and why he thinks, you know, you guys are, like, very different.
We're different because we're different because we have various backgrounds and various upbringings and different interests and different things. But see, the core of guys like us is the same. The core is we're men who pride ourselves on masculinity and pride ourselves on behaving the way men have traditionally behaved. And we don't believe in being, you know, effeminate and allowing women to run over us. We understand that the world is a man's world, and we're the ones that make the world continue to spin. So even though we might have a lot of different things that we're into, we still have the same core beliefs.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, and the caller, it's like this. Think of it. I'll use my geeky nerdy side. Think of like Game of Thrones, where they're houses. Okay, every house is ran by its own king, its own kingdom. You know, if you look at Game of Thrones, it's broken up into kingdoms. So what we're saying is that we all are coming from different kingdoms. We didn't grow up together. We just ran into each other because we had one thing in common, and that was all about me. You know, that was it. It's about ourselves and what we are and how we are and our name and everything that we stand by. That was the thing that brought us together, but we are all individuals that have our own minds. We're all to have our own minds. It's just that everything we talk about, the foundation of man, of our name, our bloodline, everything that we are, our laws, rules, and codes, so we can have understanding and common ground on that point. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, huh? So yes.
No, definitely. I understand that, actually. Thank you for explaining that to me. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's just houses coming. It's just coming houses that are coming together, man. Okay.
So Elijah said grabbing a box of cereal for a woman is simping now. This can't be real.
Yeah, I mean you can't. I mean, my God, y'all. All right, thank you, caller. We appreciate the call, man. Guys, y'all call in. We got 30 minutes to call in if y'all want to, but we have a few questions to answer. But this is real crazy. Joe, we'll answer your question as well, but y'all are getting everything wrong with all this stuff that's going on. Y'all are not seeing what is, but we got some questions to answer. Guys, you want to call in, go ahead, but let's take these questions right here.
Okay, so he said, there are a lot of opportunities with women at their jobs, shops, malls, to put a bid in, but I don't do it because they are at their jobs. Is that just that is the weakest fucking
excuse. Jesus. Okay, listen. Okay, every woman is not going to look at a clock and say, oh, my God, FPS is going to be on the corner of fucking Loserville and fucking bitch at 1 o'clock, and I've got to show up and I got to cut my schedule off and wait for him. Motherfucker, everybody's busy. Everybody's got shit to do. And this is where you're going wrong. This is your excuse. You don't want to talk to women, man, because this is what y'all weak motherfuckers do all the time. Y'all always scared of shit.
Scared. They are fucking scared. Like, this goofy as shit, man. Y'all need a bishop in y'all's poop. This nigga scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, one of the most glorious things, I'm so glad I grew up around men that were shit talkers.
Yes.
I grew up around men that were shit talkers. And I'm here to tell you right now, when you see one of the older dudes roll up on a woman and start talking his shit, it's a fucking glorious thing to behold, man.
Yeah.
It is. I've seen older dudes roll up on women and he'll say something to her and she'll shoot him down. And he'll have another thing to say and she'll shoot that down. And he'll have another thing to say. Before you know it, she over there giggling and laughing. And, like, some of y'all dudes are just, you just don't get it. And when older dudes try to tell you, look, let me tell you something. Because somebody in here said something about y'all some old heads, right?
Yeah.
Bruh, I come from an era where you were not respected unless these were the things that made you that dude in my era.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew how to dress fly, if you knew how to fight, if you knew how to pull women, and if you knew how to make money. If you could do those things, everybody respected you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody. But if you was the type of dude that couldn't walk up, like say you was hanging out with your boys and you saw a girl, you'd be like, damn, man, she looked good. And they'd be like, word? Then they look at you. Because they waiting to see if you going to go over there and spit your game. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to go over there and put your beard in? You going to throw your hat in the ring? Or you going to walk around like pining over her and shit, lurking in the shadows like a creeper. You
man,
feel me?
Yeah,
like, come on, man. Y'all got to stop being scared of women, man.
Yeah. All right, we got to call 901 real quick. Hey, brother, we might be old heads, but we can get all the bitches you trying to get, though. That's what you don't like. You don't like the fact that we don't have to do as much work as you do. You got to kiss their ass. You got to take them out. You got to bend over backwards. You got to beg. You got to plead. We don't got to do that shit. We show the fuck up and show the fuck out. So, you know, 901, I think this might be Tennessee. 901, maybe Tuesday. 901, what's your question or statement? What's up?
Yeah, it's Memphis, man. I called before.
Oh, Memphis. All right, what's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. I got a question for you, though. It's not necessarily for me, but I'm just interested in what y'all take on it is. Do you think that younger guys resent you because they didn't have the guidance that you might have had and they don't understand what you understand? Do you think that's why the resentment is there?
No, it's not that. What it is it's the same thing that has always occurred all throughout history. Younger people think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And because they think youth gives them the advantage. So they believe that because they're young, they have an advantage. So they think they have an advantage across the board. They think they have an advantage mentally. And this is where they make the mistake, especially in our culture, because our culture is not taught to respect those above us and those older than us. So they don't want to listen. Unfortunately, by the time they figure out that we knew what we were talking about, they're our age. See what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Like, they don't want to listen. And the crazy thing is, like, I be upset about it because, you know, I'm in a good relationship. I don't have no desire to be single. But if I was single, I would prove to these young niggas, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, the women out here today, the type of guys that grew up in my era, the women are fucking thirsty for those guys. They don't know it. The dudes nowadays don't know it. They don't realize the reason why they're having so many problems out of these women and the reason why these women are acting different is because the dudes are different. The dudes are different. The dudes are moving different. Like the dude that was just on here. He said that me reaching up there and grabbing the box for her as an icebreaker was simp shit, bruh.
Yes, yeah, yeah, caller. Wait, caller. Think about it. Like, think about this. Okay, like if I asked you what if you had a fuck tape. Well, I won't say tape because we had tapes. But if you had a fuck a playlist, what mm-hmm. era would it be in? Would it be in your era? Would it be in the 90s? Would it be in the 80s or the 70s? What era would your music be in?
It'd be a 90s and early 2000s.
Okay. Well, see, where you fail, your era should have been the 70s because 70s was when the music, what was the words lined up with the music. And I can go down a list of something, but what I'm saying is that what they don't like is just like the music. See, us men, we know how to communicate ourselves to women without bullshitting, without lying, mm-hmm. without misrepresenting, mm-hmm. and without playing motherfucking games. And because we know how to do that, we get pussy faster. We don't have to beg mm-hmm. for it. And see, they don't like the fact that they are doing a lot of work for it, and all they're getting are friendships, hugs, and they get to hold her purse while she's shopping for an angry man type motherfucker.
Okay.
You see that?
So, I get you. So from my perspective, like I said, I've been on here before, but I'm single mother raised or whatever. And it wasn't mm-hmm. until, like, it really wasn't until I got a woman in my life. My mama and her clashed. And the only way for that to be absolved was for me to basically put my foot down to put an end to that shit because my mama felt she could do stuff because I allowed her to. And I got to the point where I understood women when I put my foot down with my mama. Do you think that the reason that these guys are in this situation or in these situations is because they have not done that? I think, like, the mama is a big thing.
It's part of it, unfortunately, because, look, when you have guys that are raised by single mothers in this day and age, the problem is they never get to see their father interact with their mother. So they don't have, like, a model to model after. And what happens is the mother becomes such a dominant figure in their life that when they go out here in the world and start dealing with women, they're interacting with women the way they would interact with their mother. And you can't mm-hmm. interact with your wife or your girlfriend the way you interact with your mother because your interaction with your mother is you're not above your mother. Because when you're mm-hmm. in her house, you're a kid. You're not above her, but your father is above you. So you see that, and when you get out there, it's like, okay, I'm supposed to function like my father. But see, they don't get to see that. So when they get out there in the world, they function with their woman the way they would function with their moms. And so they don't put their foot down because their experience with a woman is, I can't put my foot down because that would be disrespecting my mother. You see what I'm saying?
Is that why they're rejecting y'all?
They don't. Okay. Call, listen. They're rejecting us because we're shining a mirror in their faces versus a window. They mom will shine a window so they can see a false world, a happy world where women have to fuck you because you're a guy and women are supposed to kiss your ass because you're a fucking loser and they're supposed to suck your dick because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, fairy tale world and shit. And then they get this false sense of reality and then they go walk into life and they can't accept that the world does not give a fuck about Angry Man, doesn't give a fuck about me. Time doesn't give a fuck mm-hmm. about Angry Man, and it doesn't give a fuck about me. Life and the game don't give a fuck about Angry Man and a fuck about me. But Angry Man and I and other men like us say, so fucking what? Where they will say, well, wait, can y'all hold on a second? Wait a second, time and life and game. Can y'all hold on a second and wait? I'm just not ready yet. I'm still tying my shoes. Give me a break. See, that's the problem. See, the thing is that they hate us, but they envy us. Don't think mm-hmm. listen, don't think they actually hate us. They want to be like us. That's why it's like a woman that says she hates you and shit like that, but then she wants to be around you. They're written. Look, Angry Man wake up and he'll have his bowl of his Gooseberry Crunch brought to you by Angry Man Industries and shit. You know, cocoa flavor, I think, and shit. And he get his little sword out and shit and eat his cereal and shit. He ain't thinking about a motherfucker and shit. He's not thinking about these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers wake up thinking about fuck Angry Man and fuck Steve. You want to know why? Because I can't do the things that they saying to do. I can't move the way they move. But they hate, but they cannot stop watching us, man.
Yeah. But they want to be able to do those things. But it's also, since they resent us, if they listen to us and then it works, they have to be grudgingly admit.
Oh, all the time. Yes. Yes.
Damn. Okay, that's all I got.
Look, I was just on a stream the other day, and I damn near had chicks getting ready to fight over me because my son cuts kids' hair or whatever. So this one chick, she got kids, she'll bring them to get their hair cut. She come over here with some booty shorts, parading around me and shit, trying to parade around me. And wifey's like, yo, if that bitch come over here one more time with them fucking booty shorts, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I told everybody, that's something that happens on a regular basis with me when I'm out and about. That's why when dudes say, oh, the women are different. Well, if the women are different, why am I getting the same reaction from women that I've gotten ever since I was 16 years old?
Yeah. And caller, real quick, as we 862, we got you next. Hey, caller. The only thing I can say that's different about them, and the only thing, hey, look, I'm gonna tell you as an old head, okay? And I'm not joking. I am so fucking jealous of you motherfuckers. I am so fucking jealous of you. And I'm gonna tell you why. No. See, back in our day, we didn't have the internet and shit. We had to go up to women. You got access to women all over the world who right now are giving up the pussy faster than any time in the world. That's why I'm jealous of you motherfuckers, because let me be your age at this point in time. I would probably be dead fucking. Like, I'll be in the casket, my hips would still be pumping and shit. Be like, goddamn, that motherfucker died fucking, man. He fucked way too much. They fucked me to death, dog. You guys have so much pussy and so much opportunity. That's why I'm jealous, because they are throwing they are desperate for men. They're like a stray cat that wants milk. They want men so bad, and they giving a pussy up so fast. And y'all motherfuckers are just running from this shit, Angry Man. So jealous.
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
19-year-old Angry Man.
Oh, man.
Had these niggas mad out here. I'd be out here like Drake. I'd be out here knocking them down like Drake. And niggas would talk to me all kinds of simpy. That's another thing, too. Y'all don't peep. A lot of y'all dudes be like, man, Drake is a simp. Listen to the stuff he say in his music. Meanwhile, he's knocking them down, bruh.
Yeah.
And he ain't committed to one of them. So it's like, what are you listening to? Are you listening to what he's saying, or are you paying attention to what he's doing? You feel me?
Man. Y'all don't see. They looking at Drake thinking he caking, but look at the words of what the women are creaming over. They creaming over, because remember, that's the same Drake from Degrassi High. And that little fuck, wait, that fucking wheelchair. I'm Drake.
Yeah.
He was that same motherfucker.
Look, check this out. They used to say Keith Sweat was one of the most begging Negroes on the planet. But guess what? But guess what? When Keith Sweat walked into a fucking room, the panties just instantly started dropping.
That's why you got to go to the 70s. Listen to them Teddy Pendergrass. Listen to them old heads. You'll see all them motherfuckers throwing panties on the stage. These motherfuckers saying all that shit. All that shit y'all see with the Drakes and shit. Look at the motherfuckers in the 70s. Look at them motherfuckers.
Ronald
in the
Isley.
70s spitting the Isley brothers. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind and Fire. Man, they was panties flying everywhere. Because the words
to
had
Atlantis?
Impact.
Shit.
Boys so,
to Atlantis, a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, we got to grab 862, but thank you, 901. We appreciate the call, brother. Stand up, okay, my brother?
Yeah, I'll take it easy.
All right. Thank you. Great call, sir. Let's bring in area code 862, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hi. Right, welcome, Steve. What's up, Angry Man? I love when y'all collaborate.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I just had like a question, because Steve, you said something earlier about Clark Kent basically being a representation of how Superman perceives human beings. And I remember the movie Kill Bill, which I'm sure both of y'all have seen, had a similar reference, basically saying that he was weak and unsure of himself because he was trying to blend in, because that's how he views human beings as a whole.
Yes.
So my question overall is, all right, so, you know, you got a lot of some guys, you know, blame the women and single mothers this and all this different stuff. But since we the men and we control the climate and we built the world that we living in and we maintain it, like, where the fuck did we go wrong? Like, as men, not y'all, because obviously y'all stand on your shit. But, like, in general, like, when did the fuck niggas take over? Like, what y'all think about?
Well, okay, for me, I began to see, I grew up with Beretta, Starsky and Hutch, AJ, Kojak, fucking the A-Team. I grew up on, like, fucking man shit, you know, where the men were just being men and they would fuck the woman and they would save the day and drive off into the sunset type shit. But I started recognizing it in the late 80s is where I started recognizing it with a show called, I think it was like Saved by the Bell and Beverly Hills 90210, where they started telling people, instead of separating the boys from the girls, the guys got to hang out with the girls. And from there, I saw it through Seinfeld, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Martin, Living Single. You know, it's just been an indoctrination to make that you should be hanging out with the fucking women and not fucking. And every show that I see, even in the 70s, there was always a player, like even Three's Company. Jack Tripper had to play like he was a gay dude to be in the house with two women. But his boy upstairs named Larry, I think his name was Larry. Larry was fucking everybody. Larry's a ladies' man. It was always a ladies' man, that motherfucker. So they don't listen. Even though they had a bunch of bitches in these shows, they always gave it a balance with a bad boy. You know, in every show, like Dylan and 90210 was the bad boy. Zach. Yeah. So everybody, they gave it balance. But the thing was, they were pushing you guys towards it. Then, on the other hand, if you think about Katy, Texas in 1986, there was a parent that felt that his kids was never getting on the team and stuff. So they created fun soccer, like a fun soccer league where they don't keep score. Everybody gets to participate. And then at the end, everybody gets a trophy. So then that also spread from the other side as well. And then what you have, you got that and you have that. And then, again, it's not the single mother as a bad thing. It was that then they were already separating the homes and everything. So a lot of these young boys were raised by mom, okay? So then when they were being raised by mom, now remember, mom loved you. She didn't mean for you to be emotional, but it was raised by mom. So it was that. And then you saw rap music come. I mean, it was so, and Bartho the Anger Man, there were so many elements that we saw because before, Anger Man and I lived through this shit. So we could talk about this shit. We saw it happening, but we still kept forward. But Anger Man, what say you, my brother?
Yeah, a lot of those TV shows started switching up. And you got shows like Full House where you see the men behaving in a very effeminate way. You know, you had Uncle Jesse up there, but they punctified him too. You know, they started shifting slowly. Yeah, it started shifting slowly, and then they started pushing it to where the women seemed to look like they were in charge. You feel what I'm saying? But see, with us, we were lucky enough, guys like me and Steve, we were lucky enough. We grew up, we were able to see Michael Knight, Knight Rock. We were able to see one of my favorite shows as a kid was The Fall Guy, Lee Major.
One to kiss and tell.
I don't remember that one.
I remember Knight Rider. That was my shit. I'm an 80s baby too.
Word. But look, we grew up watching dudes be dudes. The only thing that really saved us is a lot of the music that we listened to when it came to rap was still manly. You know what I'm saying? It was still manly stuff in the music. That kind of helped a little bit. And we still had movies that was manly. We had, you know, we had Rambo, we had Commando, we had, you know, so we still had those movies. But see, nowadays, today, right? And look, Steve, I don't know if you know Dr. Tiasan Johnson, right?
Mm.
He was doing a show one day, and he said one of the things his son said to him, and he said it blew his mind. He said his son told him he has never seen a guy
beat a woman at anything on TV.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, holy shit. When I started thinking about it, I said, yeah, if you were born past a certain year, all you've seen is all of this. And you know how these kids are nowadays. They don't watch none of the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Of course, they would only get that perspective. So what has happened is, the society has effeminized the men, and they don't know how to be the rough, rugged guy that shows up to town, kicks ass, takes names, and bangs chicks, and then rides off into the sunset. They don't know how to – they don't see that. So even today, you have guys that be on the internet, and they say – they'll say stuff like, a lot of these dudes think that what makes them a man is how many women they could screw. And look, see, that's a half-truth. Because on the one hand, it's like, okay, I get what you're saying. A dude shouldn't be coochie crazy. But at the same time, mm-hmm. a dude that slays a bunch of women, that's a bad motherfucker. Like, let's not pretend. You feel what I'm saying? So they already have a mentality. They've been trained with this sort of feminist mentality that everything that men do is wrong.
Yeah, and caller. Also, yeah. It wasn't just the man movies. It was the fucking cartoons. Tom and Jerry used to fuck each other up all the time. But when Tom saw some pussy, Tom would make that move. Tom,
thinking of Jerry. He was, though, Jerry was like, Jerry would try to get his attention. Yeah. And he was like, no, look, bruh, if you ain't seen Tom go outside that window,
he never even talked. That was that's the only episode where he even had a voice. He just busted out the boat.
Yeah, but Tom was trying to get that pussy. Tom Pepe Le Pew was trying to fuck and shit. Fucking, look, hey, man.
Yo, they canceled Pepe Le Pew recently. That's crazy you say that.
Look, there's one scene a dude put on Instagram. It was funny. He put the commentary behind it. It's when Tom walked up to the chick. It was the old West. He said, watch how he roll up on this chick. He rolled up there. Look, he was leaning over. He tipped his hat. He took out the cigarette. Licked it, rolled it, tipped it, got the gun and lit it. And said, look at Tom, he's a fire.
Tom was on that shit, boy. Tom was that smooth motherfucker, yeah. Dog. We got to see Roadrunner, Coyote. We even got to see Fuck Up. Coyote never got Roadrunner, yeah. But he never stopped trying. He kept going, never stopped and shit. So there was a lot of damage. There was a lot of cartoons that we watched. We got to watch Transformers. We got to watch He-Man and shit like that. Masters of the Universe. We got like Thundercats.
That was my shit.
All that shit, man. So we lived, and then on Saturday morning, cartoons, Schoolhouse Rock used to kick on and educate our ass a little bit. And even on Saturdays, while we eating our big bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch, brought to you by Angry Man Industries, of course, but we was doing that shit and having a good time. So we lived. But then after that was over with, unlike these little motherfuckers today, we went outside until the lights came on. We went outside. They didn't see us until the light came on. We was out there running, playing throw-up tackle, playing, I can't say smear the cue. I can't say the word because someone probably get upset. But we was playing that, 21, pin dodgeball, wall ball, army dodgeball, kickball. We was playing, hey, and then when the girls came around, we was playing things like hide and go get it. We was playing that it's been the bottom. We would play games with the girls, but those games turned into kisses and shit. Come on.
Yeah, catch a girl, get a girl.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, but y'all don't do that.
The other thing, too, is all of the stuff that we went outside and did, the girls would watch us do it.
Yep.
So we never had a situation where we were uncomfortable performing in front of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was playing basketball, you see the girls out there, you really going to show your extra moves. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? The problem is there's no real interaction and there's no real culture that's training them. Because, look, all of the cartoons we watched on Saturday morning, it was about heroes. You feel what I'm saying? So all of us went out into the world wanting to be the hero of our own story. Feel what I'm saying? The dudes today, they don't want to be a hero of their own story. They just want to be a part of something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So and again, like you were saying, we would jump wheelies and jump over ramps, and we would crash, and we would have fun. Give us a stick in the ground, and it was either a sword or a gun. That's how our imagination was.
Yeah.
What happened was another thing. We kept our creativity, our imagination, and our sense of adventure as kids, and we kept pushing it forward as men. But these young boys, they don't have that because they're just too busy. They want to stay in the house because it's too hot outside. It's either too cold outside. I mean, dog, it was like, let's go play football. It's raining outside. Cool. You know what? If it was raining, snow, hot, cold, it didn't matter. We would warm up with a game of throw of tackle. So you get to choose your favorite offensive guy and your favorite defensive guy. We throw that fucking football in the air and fuck each other up. Fuck each other up. And then we play football. And we would do other games. And then, hey, we knew when that light came on, we had to break camp and shit. We had to get home.
You hit me up. I would go to the high school basketball games. I wasn't even going to watch the game. I was going to be fly. I was getting rested like, yo, I get to kick it with the chicks, and it's not
school. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, because to me, the in-between classes, that time was too short, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I needed time. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would go to the games, and look, I'd be at that motherfucker, you know, kicking it. You feel me?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Word, and that's the thing we're saying, man. Even high school games or whatever games, there were other women or girls on the other side at that time. So
yeah,
we would
bro.
Talk to them.
Football game under the bleach?
Under the bleach. Oh, I mean, all the nasty shit going on under the bleachers, dog. God damn. Yes. Oh, my God, man. You breaking us back, dog. But that's the difference, though. So you can see why we are what we are today. And unfortunately, these guys are going to turn into something very bad as they get older because they have no sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I appreciate y'all. I got to get back to work. I really appreciate y'all. But unfortunately, we got to this point where these conversations got to happen. But I appreciate brothers like you putting it out there that masculinity got to stay alive and just know that your work is appreciated.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I respect to you, young man. But yeah, Anger Man, what were you saying? I'm sorry. What were you saying, brother?
Bruh, if I had a time machine and I could take some of these dudes back and let them hang out with the younger version of me, they'd be like, man, what we going to do next? Like, they'd be excited in the motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
The women are not different. They're not fucking, like, okay, there's a movie, there's a movie, and it's most people would think it's a goofy movie, right? But it's one of those romantic comedies. It's called Kate and Leopold, and it's about Hugh Jackman plays in it. This is before he played Wolverine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's this. So there's this chick and her younger brother, and her younger brother's like a little lame dude.
Yeah,
he can't talk to women and all of that shit. But the dude Leopold is from the Victorian age. In some kind of way, he fell in the war. He fell in some kind of time war.
We love watching shows.
Yeah, he ended up in modern New York. And he was doing all that old school fucking Victorian age shit, and the women was just swooning. And the young dude was like, how'd you do that? You know what I'm saying? But everything, like, and there was even one moment where a dude offended Leopold. And he told the dude, he said, let's go outside.
Yeah.
He went outside and beat his ass. And the little dude was like, because he came from a world, even though they were gentlemen and they were chivalrous, he came from a world where it was real. Like, nigga, you disrespect me, I'm going to go outside and kick your ass or we can have a gun duel. So he was, and I keep trying to tell these dudes today, if you take the game from the 90s and you use it today, these women would be putty in your hands, bruh. Like, they're so used to these dudes not having game. They're so used to these dudes being lame. that if you showed up with that fucking game, you would knock them down, man, all day long.
Yeah. Anger Man, I had a show a while back, and I have the audio clips. It's called Dimension X. It was a – see, back in the 1940s, 1950s, when people didn't have – couldn't afford TVs, they would listen to – not you. I'm not telling you – educate you. I'm telling everyone that's listening. They used to have radio shows, like radio shows that had – you know, there were stories, and it was all kooky and all this other stuff. But Angry Man, let me play a few clips. I need you to hear this, Angry Man, because this came from the 1949 or 1950, guys. This is a show called Build a Man. Okay, so it was about a loser that got a Build a Man kit. So I'm gonna cut through some of the stuff, but I just want you to see the beginning of it. So let's get to the loser here. Check this out. So this is the loser that gets walked over. Let's see. Here we go. Number 2. All right. Here we go. 10. 9, oh, let me see. It's the first one. Let me see. Here we go. So this is how it sounds.
Adventures in time and space.
So this is back in the old days. Okay. So I just want to hold it. But let me play the clip of the guy to show you what he was, and then he built a man. And wait, here's the guy. All right, here's the guy right here. Okay.
My name is Sam Weber. I'm an attorney, and a pretty successful one, if I do say so myself. My wife, Tina, and I live in a comfortable 12-room place up in Westchester. Now, I've read a lot of Horatio Alger stuff in my time, and so have you probably.
Okay, so that's Sam Weber, the Indian whale. Okay, let me get to the nerdy guy. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can play him. Here we go.
I've got to get a grip on myself. Do a little work. O'Brien versus O'Brien. Martin versus the city of New York. Oh, it must have been a dream. Probably go home tonight and find the place empty.
Well, 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 if it isn't the poor man's Clarence Darrow.
Oh, hello, Lou.
I come as a bearer of sad tidings.
Well, you don't look very sad.
The boss wants to see you, laughing boy.
What about?
How should I know? Oh, and by the way, you'll be very happy to know that I've just been promoted. I'm handling all the criminal stuff from now on.
Congratulations.
You know what this means for Tina and me, don't you, Junior? Oh, well, cheer up. Tina's not for you anyway. Some got it, some don't. I got it, you don't.
Okay, so now let me show you Tina rolls up and talks to him. We got Tina talking.
That was my good friend, Lou White. In the year I'd known him, he'd already managed to steal a job I wanted, and he was now working on the girl I wanted. Her name was Tina. Tina Velvet.
Good morning, Sam.
Oh, good morning, Tina. My, you look good enough to...
Yes?
Take to lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam, but I promised Lou.
Oh, sure.
I hope you're not too disappointed.
Me? Oh, no, no. Some got it, some don't. That was my good...
Go ahead. Would you want to say that to me real quick?
He said you look good enough to. She was like, yes. Because she was real shit. And then he said, she was like, look. So, look, this is funny because that is one of them old radio shows.
Yes.
But still describes what's going on today.
Today. Yes.
Today is different. Today ain't different.
Today ain't different. All right. So watch what Tina says to him here.
And that was Tina. I tried to steady my blood pressure as I walked into the boss's office. You sent for me, Mr. Rojak?
Oh, yes. Sit down, Weber.
Sit down. Oh, thank you, Mr. Rojak.
Weber, I've been reviewing the work of my staff counselors for the past 6 months. I want to know only one thing.
Yes, sir?
What happened?
I don't understand.
You haven't had a single new client in 6 months.
But no one has come in, Mr. Rojak.
My boy, in this business, you've got to be aggressive. You've got to go out and create new clients. You've got to show some zip.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any zip?
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Rojak. Oh, I've got zip, all right. I just can't seem to turn it loose. That's
well,
all.
Get in there and punch now, Weber. I want to see a change in you in the next few months. As a matter of fact, I'd better. You got that?
Yes, Mr. Rojak. I'll try to show some zip.
Man, now his girl. All right, here it go. Now he gonna roll up on this girl. Girl, go watch
him. Oh, good morning, Sam. Here's that memo on Rosenthal versus Rosenthal, and also a letter for you. What's the matter? You look tired.
Well, I had a bad night.
Your lumbago again?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, say, by the way, your client was here again this morning.
The client?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it must be the same fella that called at my house the other day.
Well,
what did you tell him?
Oh, I said you'd be in later.
Oh, thanks.
Will that be all, Sam?
Yes. Oh, no.
Are you doing anything New Year's Eve?
Oh, Sam, you haven't even noticed.
Noticed what?
Well, the ring, silly. Third finger, left hand.
What?
Who? Lou gave it to me. Isn't it simply gigantic?
But you're not
We're going to be married as soon as Lou finishes his next case. Lou is so sharp and businesslike.
So is a guillotine.
All right, so now she's about to cry. She's about to give. She's going to ask him a question.
Sam, after Lou gave me the ring last night, I began thinking how I used to hope that it would be you. But, well, then I realized you'd never have the money, and, well, a girl has to think of things like a good steady income and a husband with...
Zip.
Yes, with zip.
Well, Lou has plenty of zip. I'm sure you'll be very happy zipping around with each other.
Oh, Sam!
Well, Sam, Hey, what's going on in here? Honey, is that little baboon giving you any trouble? If he has, I'll take him apart like an egg crate.
No, take it easy, Strongheart. Tina just told me the good news about your engagement. She's crying with happiness.
Is that
Let me pause the screen. Let me pause the screen and get your thought, because then he's going to meet the Build-A-Man part. But what do you think? You see what I'm saying? It's the, everything they think that is everything's changed. This has been going on for decades and centuries. But what say you, Angry Man, before I play the next part?
It's the same thing that's been going on. That's what I try to tell them dudes, that you're having the problems you're having because you're not that dude, or like the man told him, you don't got no zip. You don't have any zip. Look, I used to love, I love them old shows like that because I love the way they talk. Because that's not the way people normally talk. That's the way they thought you were supposed to talk for radio. It's like, the problem is you don't have any gumption. You need some gumption. You need to learn how to build stuff. You need to learn how to make some money and learn how to be an executive. Stop being a loser.
Yes. So Sam the loser has a bill. Someone left a kit at his door. And it was called Build a Man. So Sam decided to build a man. So what this
way? Here goes. It's moving. Holy mackerel, it's alive. It's getting up.
Hey, I feel great.
Well, no, take it easy. Do you know who you are?
Of course I do. I have all the thoughts you ever had up until the point I was vitalized. My brain is an exact duplicate of yours, except that I'm not all blocked up psychologically.
Right. It said in the instruction manual you'd be uninhibited.
All right, so right there, right, you see.
I want to hear how you're going to deal with the situation.
What?
Hey, this is all right. Oh, by the way, since we both have the same name, it'll simplify things. If I call you Weber, I'll be Sam.
Oh, now look here. I'll make the decision.
How would you like a good punch in the nose?
Well, is that any way to talk to your own parent? I did create you, you know.
Well, don't think I don't appreciate it, Weber, old man, but let's get one thing straight. I live my life and you live yours. You got that?
Who pays the rent?
You do, for a while anyway. I haven't decided whether or not I want to stay in the law business.
The law business?
I may want to spread out a little. Well, what did you expect? I have enough of your likes and dislikes to want her just as badly as you do. The only difference being that I can get her.
This is him talking shit to him. Now he's about to go to the party. Let me see if I get to the party with the
party. Oh, we're not quite the same, you and I. I've got zip.
Don't use that word.
Now, how about some dinner? You know, I'm starved.
I'll have to go out.
I'll need some clothes.
Sorry, I only have this one suit.
Fine, you can lend it to me.
Oh, what about me?
I'll bring you a sandwich after I come back from Sigali's.
Sigali's?
Well, you haven't forgotten, have you, Weber? We're invited to the celebration. Tina and Lou White. Only it wouldn't look quite right if we both showed up, so I'll tell you all about it. Now, off with that suit. And no nonsense.
All right, so now he's about to go to Sigali's where Tina and her fiancé is. He's about to roll the Sigali's. Here we go.
Have another drink, Mr. O'Jack.
Thank you, Lou.
Well, is everybody happy? Hey, honey, are you having yourself a little old time?
Oh, yes, Lou. Fine.
Yeah, but you seem to be preoccupied.
Oh, I was just wondering if Sam is coming.
Sam? Oh, no. Did you hear that, Mr. O'Jack? She's worrying about Sam. Why, that little runt probably got frightened by a noisemaker.
Well, the happy couple.
Sam!
Good evening, cats. Everybody's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, I'll be... Say, Sam, are you in the bag?
Never touch the stuff, Luma boy. Never touch it. Boy Scout training.
Now, hold on. Now, see, Yeah, see, Iger Man, Sam rolled up that motherfucker, but he ain't the same Sam. So everybody's like, yo. Who is
rolled
this?
Up like a boss.
Boss, now watch this boss shit. Watch this boss shit right here, guys. Here we go.
Sam, I was afraid you weren't coming.
Miss a chance to be with you, beautiful? Never.
Hey, what's got into you, Weber? Monkey glands?
I don't read you, muscle bounds.
Well, you seem different somehow, even your voice.
Do you notice anything, Tina?
Well, yes, it does seem richer somehow.
Ah, nonsense. Sam Weber, you're nothing but a cream puff, and you always will be.
Mr. Ojak, I think he owes me an apology for that.
I should think so.
All right, all-American boy, make with the apology.
Apologize me? Oh, no. Why, for 2 cents?
Folks, would you excuse Mr. White and me for a few minutes? We want to step out into the hall for a little private conference. Coming, Mr. White?
I'll be right back, honey. Don't worry about a thing.
So Sam is taking him behind the
wheelchair. You're going to get mad, lady.
Okay, big boy, you've taken enough punishment. Now.
Sam! Lou, don't kill him. He just... Oh, dear.
He'll be all right in a little while, baby.
But did you... I mean... Oh, Sam.
Tina.
We really shouldn't kiss like this.
It's what you've always wanted, isn't it? Well... Isn't it?
Oh, Sam.
Sam, hey, but there's more. Now watch this shit. So he just got to kiss with Sam. All right, so
by this time, he's probably kissing her. And there's nothing you can do about it, Weber, old man.
I just want to say, now this is the bitch guy getting mad at success that we see today. Now watch this shit. Watch this shit. Here we go.
By this time, he's probably kissing her. And there's nothing you can do about it, Weber, old man. Nothing. Hey, wait a minute. Where's that book of instructions? To disassemble a Build-A-Man model, merely focus the ray of the disassembler device and press lever X. But that's murder, Counselor. Still, legally, in order to prove there's been a murder, you need a corpus delicti. And nobody even knows there is another Sam Weber. Oh, so you're finally home.
Hey, what? He's finally home. What's this shit he talking
I'm Star.
Sorry, Weber, old man, but very pressing business detained me.
I suppose you made a fool of me over at Sigali.
Oh, on the contrary.
What do you mean? My boy, you were looking at a man who in one fell swoop has got himself a raise, a promotion, and a wife. At least she'll be my wife tomorrow.
Who?
Tina, of course. I don't believe it. I had to put on quite a show, but all around it was a real success. Mr. Ojak was so impressed, he called me aside and said he was going to give me a crack at some criminal cases. And if I made the grade, why, who knows, I may even accept a partnership.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
That's about it.
Only you neglected to consider one thing.
Oh, what's that?
So,
this.
So now he's mad at him for his success. See, he came in his success. Now watch what he does. He tries to kill the
success. Put that down. Get back, you. You usurper, you. I'm going to melt you down like a Welsh rarebit.
Weber, you can't do that. It's murder. It's like killing your own son.
After what you've done to me, it's a pleasure.
I didn't ask to be brought into this world, but now that I'm here, I like it enough to want to survive.
Take off my suit, you phony. You won't be needing it again.
You're really going through with it, huh?
I am.
All right, so then he fucks him up and here's the end.
Well, that's my story. Within 10 seconds, the old Sam Weber had been completely dismantled and packed into the box. Tina and I were married, and I went on to become a full partner in the firm of Ojak, Somerset, and Weber. Oh, and by the way, Tina and I have been doing quite successfully what the old Sam Weber and his Build-A-Man set made such a mess of. We have 1, 2, 3 little carnuplications. Sam Jr., age 4, Sametta, age 3, and Samina, age 4 months. Good night.
So now you see Angry Man
had a name similar to his.
Right, but you know what's so cold about it? Is that this was back in the day before the internet. So how can one say that that everything has changed now? Because what you see right there is what we see right now today. Because when that Sam wowed up in that the other Sam that was a man, he changed everything. Everybody saw him different. And you remember we said, oh, Sam,
we shouldn't kiss like that. But don't you like that? Oh, Sam.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about it? This is the first time I ever heard that. But the crazy shit is the way the new Sam was acting. What I've been telling dudes to do, I don't know how long. Like, I've been telling dudes, like, yo, like, I was on a panel, and a dude said something really goofy to me. And I told him, I said, bro, if I was there in person, I would knock your teeth out in one shot, right? Mm-hmm. And all of the guys was like, well, we shouldn't resort to violence. And I'm like, bruh, every once in a while, you got to ask a dude to step outside. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And look, they do not get it. They just don't understand it. This is nothing different. There have always been weak, spineless men who have let other men run over top of them, take the things that they want, and all of that shit. And it's the same thing going on now, except for it's inverted. See, back in the day, it was less spineless men.
Yes.
And more masculine men. Today, it's more spineless men and less masculine men. Mm-hmm. So it's inverted.
And they knew this before the internet. This is before the internet even was a thought. Gentlemen, this was back in the day. And that guy is you today. You are that first Sam Weber. You don't have any zip. You let people walk over you. You can't speak up for yourself. You're not doing anything. And all you're doing is making excuses. And then when a man comes along and saves your ass, you want to get mad at the man. Hey, the motherfucker got him the partnership. The motherfucker got Tina. The motherfucker got everything set up. And what do you want to do? He got mad at the motherfucker for that shit.
Instead of saying, hey, explain to me what you did and how I need to operate so that I can step into this life. And then you can go on and do whatever you want.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yeah, I need to find, hold on real quick, let me find out the date. I think it was 1950, let me find the date of that show. I just want to make sure I give you the specifics.
It felt like it was in the 30s.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, let me see here. Let me see if I can find the date of that shit. Because it was like, it was a radio thing, and they have several radio shows back in the day. I'm just trying to figure out the...
He said, hey, I think he owes me an apology. Apologize? I never would. Well, hey, I tell you what, why don't we have a conversation out in the hall? Are you coming?
And he fucked him up. And he fucked him up.
You ever see this movie called... God, I can't think of the damn movie. The Way of the Gun. You ever see that movie?
Who was in it?
Benicio del Toro and Ryan Phillippe.
Okay, I think I know what it is. Okay, walk me through it.
At the very beginning of the movie, him and Ryan Phillippe and Benicio del Toro, they're at this club, and they come out the club, and they're sitting on a guy's car, right?
Yes.
And everybody's standing outside, and then the car alarm goes off. And then the guy turns around and look, and he presses the button. He's like, hey, dipshit, get off the car. And before he can say anything, his girlfriend starts screaming at him, hey, fuck shit, get off the car. Hey, numbnuts, get off the car. And Ryan Phillippe's like, hey, shut that bitch's mouth before I come over there and fuck start her head, right? And then they start laughing. She looks at her boyfriend, and the boyfriend goes down there, and he's like, you know what? You want to do the man dance? First dance is yours. Like, and then they get into this damn fight. Yo, if you've never seen that movie, man, check it out.
Yeah, I definitely will. And so this came out on NBC Radio in 1950. The Build a Man came out June 24th, 1951. So it seemed like it was old, but yeah, it came out in 1951. But how many years? I mean, what were we talking? 70 years?
Yeah.
About 70 years ago.
Yeah.
70 years ago. So what's the excuse? They're telling you something from 70 years ago that's happening right now. 70 years ago. Isn't that fucking amazing, Angry Man?
70 fucking years ago.
70 years ago.
And dudes have the nerve to think that, you know, and look, you have an example right there of the woman
picking the wrong guy just because the guy was going to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? For no other reason, but she really wanted the other guy because she knew he was a good dude. That's going on today. You got dudes running around here talking about why they keep picking the thugs and the bad guys, and I'm a good guy. Like, bruh, it's the same shit. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. And matter of fact, she was throwing a pussy on Sam. Sam just didn't know what the fuck to do. She was on dead on Sam's ass. But he couldn't handle a woman that was that aggressive. Well, that was aggression back then, because women had ethics. And, you know, they did different things back then. They didn't just throw their pussy or twerk to pop their ass and shit. So her reaching out to him, her asking him simple questions, you know, Sam, I wish it was you that asked me and shit. And, you know, oh, well, and look at Sam. Well, I just don't have any zip. And I hope you guys zip along like a little bitch. Just all mad shit.
Let's translate it to today's language. Well, I don't have any swag. And I don't think I can give any swag. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes. We're about to wrap this up, though, Angry Man. What are your final thoughts about that, Angry Man? This is a great show. Great point, because this shit squat. All you motherfuckers that say, well, the game has changed. It's different now. No, motherfucker. You are different. The game has always been the same, man. So
I think we might need to make some Build-A-Man courses.
Yes, exactly. Build-A-Man kit to shred your skin.
Yeah, because these dudes, this shit is weak as shit, man. And they keep making excuses, man. Y'all can make progress or you can make excuses, but you can't make both.
But think about this real quick. Even if they had their own Sam Weber, they would be jealous of that motherfucker. Because he's the one that got the pussy. He's the one that's winning. I'm not winning. He's winning. So they would be jealous. Even if they built their own self up and that own self went out there and got a bunch of pussy, whoever's watching would be jealous that they got the pussy and they didn't do anything.
Yep.
So it's amazing, man. No zip. Oh, they ain't just got no zip.
No zip.
No lady, zip. Lady.
Letting, what was his name? Larry Lloyd, what was his name? Fucking running over you and taking your woman.
Oh, yeah. All day, every day. All right, guys. So we're going to wrap this up, man. It's my dog, Angry Man, and I. We'll see you guys next Monday, man. And we are out. Peace, guys. Peace. And we're all great show, man. That's good shit.
That radio show is funny as